What does a healthy relationship look like, and how can mindfulness help to improve them? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy and peaceful. Today we're going to talk about what the key aspects of healthy relationships are and how we can use the practice of mindfulness to improve and deepen the relationships we have with our romantic partner, our friends and our colleagues. The cornerstone to all of it, though, is awareness. When we train ourselves to be aware in the present moment, aware of what we're hearing, aware of what we're saying, and switch off the autopilot, it's only then that we can begin to free ourselves from suffering. I've talked about the basic practice in other episodes, so I won't repeat, but regular meditation can help to provide insight that can help your relationships greatly. The first aspect is respect for each other's perspective, which requires understanding, and understanding can only come from listening. When we practice deep listening, we're not waiting for our opportunity to speak. We're not lining up our point to win the argument. We're focusing all of our attention on what the other person is saying until they're finished. The second aspect is kindness in our actions and communications. And key to this is choosing not to speak when we're angry. When we feel anger, we can walk away from the discussion. We can take some time to tend to it before re-engaging. We can do this by first accepting that we're angry, listening to what our anger is saying without necessarily agreeing with it, and looking deeply into why, outside of the current circumstances, we're having this reaction. Is there a previous experience that means that we react with anger in this kind of situation? And then when we're ready to speak, we choose our words carefully, discuss an issue in a way that doesn't judge or blame or antagonize the other person. The third aspect is compassion. So bearing in mind that the person you're speaking to is suffering themselves, has a different set of circumstances than you, understanding that their life course means that they don't react to situations in the same way. And I don't know if you've ever had an experience where you couldn't understand why someone was reacting in a way that they were. And it seemed unreasonable until you found out a little bit more about their lives. And suddenly their actions became understandable, maybe even reasonable. People develop survival strategies for the circumstances that they grew up in. And it's important to remember that other people's survival strategies will be different to yours. The next area is non-attachment, making sure that our happiness does not depend on another person. Healthy relationships are built on love rather than dependence. And when our joy is conditional on another person, that's a huge burden to place on them. And relationships change over time, it's inevitable. We can love and appreciate a person in the here and now without needing them. Needing people tends to drive them away in the long term. Trust and honesty is a no-brainer. You need to be able to be comfortable enough with that person to kindly express how you're really feeling without worrying about repercussions or consequences. In a healthy relationship, you should be able to say, "I'm not feeling happy about this," and then be able to have a reasonable conversation afterwards. And finally, and maybe the greatest of all of these, is appreciation and gratitude. It's easy to take someone for granted, especially if it's someone that you live with and see every day. The practice of mindfulness places a huge emphasis on awareness of the less obvious experiences like sitting in a chair or eating a meal. And when we focus our awareness on the little things like this, we can suddenly unlock a huge amount of joy in our lives. And the same is true of relationships. Seeing and noting the little things our partner does, like washing the dishes or taking the bins out, makes a big difference. And you don't have to buy them a Ferrari to demonstrate that you care. Just noticing and commenting can be enough. So now we're going to have a guided meditation on relationships. And you might want to take a moment to think of someone you're close to while you do it. And take a moment to get comfortable. We'll start with three sounds of the bell. we have the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, becoming aware of our posture. And I would invite you to imagine you have a thread attached to the crown of your head and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. Shifting our attention to your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Focusing your awareness on your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Setting the intention to listen deeply, I breathe in. Cultivating patience, I breathe out. Listening deeply, patience. Setting the intention to speak kindly, I breathe in. Cultivating compassion, I breathe out, speaking kindly, compassion. Setting the intention to be aware of my attachment, I breathe in. Letting go, I breathe out. Aware of attachment, letting go. setting the intention to appreciate, I breathe in. Cultivating gratitude, I breathe out. Appreciation, gratitude. Opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. Maybe happy, maybe peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion.
Cause I build